She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home that were just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done, we're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm looking forward to bringing today's guest into the show. Mari Collins Harris is a passionate entrepreneur and devoted mother of three young children. She's the founder of Ketchup. Parent-approved Ketchup empowers kids to manage their own money in real-world transactions. I find this very interesting, and I'm really looking forward to learning more about it. So, Mari, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
It's my pleasure. I wanted you to take us on your journey that led you to creating Ketchup. And then, believe me, I'm going to be delving in on how it all works.
Okay. I, as you mentioned, am a mother of three young kids. And as a parent, you get peppered with questions all the time with kids wanting things, whether it's, I want to go to a friend's house, I want a party, I want a toy my friend has, I want a new bike. There's always these questions of like, can I have it? Can I do it? Can. And as a parent, it becomes stressful because you're always doing a calculation of, have they earned it? Am I spoiling them? Is this good for them? And so as a parent, I wanted to create a solution where that decision-making process isn't squarely put on my shoulders as a mother. It's a shared responsibility between me and my kids and helping them learn to make those decisions where it's like, is this worth spending my hard-earned money on it? Because once kids are spending their own money on the things that they want, they value it very differently than if it's mom spending money on them. So I was looking around for a solution for younger kids, not, you know, when they're in their teens and kind of out in the world, but what do you do when your younger kid wants something and doesn't understand how money works? And there really wasn't anything out there that gives kids practical hands-on experience. So my husband and I developed Ketchup, which is a child-led shopping app where parents still have control over what enters the home, but the onus is on the child to make decisions of what's valuable and what's not.
Explain to us how it all works, please.
Okay, I'd love to. So it's kind of like a IOU system where the parent can send money to their child through an app. There's the parent has an account, the child has an account. So the parent's sending money to their child through the app. And then the child can shop around as if they're like on Amazon or Target or Walmart, whatever online place you normally shop, except we filter the results. So you won't find alcohol, you won't find guns, you won't find sex toys. We try and keep it a safe space for younger children to shop independently. And then when a child finds something that they're interested in, if they can't afford it, they can set it as a goal and work towards it and learn to save up for that thing. And when they have enough money to buy it, they can basically spend their own money to secure that item. And then it's up to the parent to say, yes, you can have this. I'll sign off on it. I will like complete the purchase. Or no, I don't want a 10,000 rubber band kit sent to my house. So I'm going to say no, thank you, which I just did this morning. I prevented a giant mess from entering my home because sometimes you have to say no.
Okay, so I'm playing devil's advocate here. Why would we want to let our kids shop for themselves?
Oh my gosh. First of all, because it makes less work for you as a parent. Like I was saying earlier, when you are peppered with thousands of requests every day, every week, you have to do this mental calculation. It's, was my kid good today? Do they deserve it? Is someone going to get this for them for their birthday? Is this a good use of money? is this a valuable product? Do I want it in the home? And there's all these questions swimming around in your head. And then it's also like, am I in a good mood? Did I have a good day? Am I feeling grumpy? Am I in a rush? And these aren't real economic factors that should decide whether or not this item enters your home or how the money is spent. So in a way, it turns our kids into, I liken them to velociraptors in Jurassic Park, where they're always testing the fences to see like, oh, is there a weak spot? Maybe if I ask at the right time and I ask again and again, eventually this fence is going to break and mom will say yes. And so we're training our kids by being the one in charge that if they bug us enough, we'll say yes. Or if they bug us enough, we'll blow up and bite their heads off. Either way, it's kind of a gamble. So Ketchup provides a more predictable way for children and parents to work together to like teach these important financial lessons. And not only does it like take some of the weight off of you as a parent, but it also gives your child the reins to decide like, how do I want to spend my money? And was that a good purchase? Like, do I want to save up for something big? Or do I want to buy a bunch of little pieces of plastic?
I'm flashing back to my son. All three of my kids, when they were about 10 and a half, realized that the chores that they did at home were actually work and people got paid an allowance. So I started with my oldest son and, you know, it was our deal, $5 a week for his allowance. We shook on it about a couple of months later. We were shopping and he still, as a father, loves Spider-Man. Found this little Spider-Man figurine. It was $15, $14.99. So he's like, Mommy, can I get this? I said, well, you know, that's 3 weeks of your allowance. And he looked at me, his eyes just bugged out. He's like, wait a minute, I have to pay for it? I said, Well, you're earning money now. It's very easy to spend Mommy's money. Do you want it enough to spend your own? And he looked off and he thought about it. And then he said, no. Then you don't really need it, do you? And that was his first lesson.
I think that
this is a very valuable tool for parents, especially in today's day and age, you know?
Well, it's so important to get to that when they're 10, 10 and a half, even five, as opposed to waiting until they're 18 and out on their own and they buy a car that they can't afford their monthly payments on. We want them to have that opportunity to do those like cost benefit analyses early on. So by the time they are full-blown adults and they don't have parental oversight, they have the skill set to make those informed decisions.
You know, it's funny. I actually did it with my grandson. I forgot about that this summer. He wanted to go to the ice cream shop. And I said to him, Danny, we could do two things. We go to the ice cream shop and Mimi can buy you an ice cream and buy myself an ice cream and spend this amount of money, or we could go to the store and buy a half a gallon of ice cream cones, your caramel and sprinkles, and still not spend as much on the two ice cream cones and probably get 25. What would you want to do? And he's looking and he does this little humming thing when he thinks. He does his little song and then he goes, I think we should go shopping, Mimi, and that way we can have more ice cream. I could even have it for breakfast. I said, that's right, you could. So it is funny. Kids do want to learn. Let's face it, as parents, it's so much easier to just go to the ice cream shop. It really is. But when you add it all up, it does make a difference. So what happens if the kid buys something? Oh my God, they can't wait to get it. And then they really don't like it.
That's happened to all of us at some point in our lives, right? Like maybe you're a careful shopper and it doesn't happen very often, or maybe you're a little more free with your money, but at some point we're all going to have buyer's remorse. And I think it's an important experience for kids to have, especially when it's their choice to buy that item. Because as a parent, I know I've been through this experience where my kid begs me to buy something for them. And then when I do and it breaks, then it's my fault somehow, even though they asked me, I acquiesced, I got it for them. Mom, this toy's garbage. It's like, well, who chose it, you know? But when it's the child making the choice to spend their own money, spending the money, receiving the package, and the mom and dad are not involved at all, it's like, that is the kid's problem. And maybe your choice as a parent is to say like, hey, this was kind of a garbage product you spent your money on. Let's like go through a return and help them go through that process so they understand it. Or you could chalk it up to like, this is a learning experience. You know, you bought an RC car and most RC cars are $50. You bought a $12 RC car and it broke the first day. So why do you think this was cheaper? Why do you think maybe you could afford this one when you couldn't afford all the other ones? So giving them that opportunity to have those conversations and think through these cause and effect experiences is so valuable. So, you know, my kids have gone through a lot of like buyer's remorse situations, but I have noticed over time that they become more careful with how they spend their money. They start looking at reviews and they start comparing their like desired products to other ones. And they're learning to become smarter shoppers because of that pain that they have to go through when they make a bad choice.
I find that very interesting, the buyer's remorse. I have to ask, as kids are able to just buy the things that they like and do these things independently, how do you stop your house from becoming a store annex?
Yeah, well, it takes a little bit of time. Like when we first started allowing our kids to shop independently, we started like seeing a huge uptick in like tchotchkes appearing in our house. And it was like, I was initially feeling like, oh, I've made a terrible mistake. This is not what I wanted. This is the exact opposite. But as time went on and the kids have more experience and they realize like, okay, those little sticky hands are fun to buy and they only cost $2, but they don't last very long and I kind of want something bigger. And also like giving our kids money, we started expecting them to pay for a lot more of their stuff. So that includes like lost water bottles, lost mittens, broken toys, stuff like that. Anything that was like needed replacing because of child error, that became on them, not on me. So as time went on, my kids have started realizing like, oh, I can spend my money on these little tchotchkes, but you know, if I save up like $50, my son wants to do a chocolate tour. There's a chocolate factory a couple of miles away and he really wants to go on a chocolate tour and it costs $50. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, then save up. So getting to those, realizing that there are goals that they can work towards and having those big ticket items in their heads keeps them from buying as many of those little throwaway toys. And they start realizing like, hey, those things aren't really worth it. So after that initial like plastic wave, there was a huge drop. And all of my kids have been saving up for bigger items. Like my son bought a bike last summer, which, you know, we helped him with because there's no way an 8-year-old can afford, you know, a full-sized bike in any reasonable period of time. But my husband and I subsidized most of the cost, but expected him to pay for a portion of it, which ended up being really cool because he takes care of the bike better than he did previous sports equipment. He puts it away, he keeps it clean, he oils the gears, and that was not the case with previous toys. So it is cool to see the effect of spending one's own money.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. And we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win.
In 2017, Unsilenced Voices was formed to help survivors of domestic abuse and gender-based violence worldwide. The organization currently serves Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ghana, and the USA. In 2022, Unsilenced Voices gifted over $33,000 to survivors in the USA. And in Sierra Leone, there are over 26 young girls who have been rescued from sex trafficking and domestic abuse and now going through vocational training school in order to better their lives. We need your help. Donations are critical in order for us to continue our work. We also need volunteers to help with research and development. Please visit unsilencedvoices.org for more information.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag. So you know you come home safely. Check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We're talking with Mari Collins-Harris about ketchup. And I love what you were talking about how the plastic wave, because let's face it, kids are kids. They're very impulsive. They don't understand the value of money. And it takes a little time to teach them that. How do your kids earn their money? What do you do? Do they have chores? What? How do you make them earners?
So every family's different. Our family, we do a super stingy allowance. I say we give each kid like $1 to $3 a week, like hardly anything, but just enough so that they start expecting kind of like a paycheck. The way they know every Monday they're going to have a little bit more money, a little bit closer to their goals. But then we pay pretty generously for chores they do around the house. And so, you know, a lot of that is like outdoor stuff, grunt work, you know, shoveling snow. We live in the mountains, or like cleaning up the yard, taking out trash, vacuuming the house, stuff like that. I try to pay them fairly generously and think about it in terms of if I was paying someone else to come clean my house, how would I pay them? And obviously a little bit less because my kids are not the greatest at completing tasks, but I do want to encourage them to realize that working has a payoff. So I'd rather give them money for work that they complete than just because.
It's funny, I didn't start doing allowances until my kids realized that other people were getting allowances, but they were 5, they were old enough to mop. 6, they were doing pots and pans. 7, they were doing dishes and laundry. I used housework as a reward. Oh, you were so good. Mommy's going to let you help me clean the house and things. And the funny part of it is, as they got older and were getting an allowance, what they never realized is the times that they would ask me for something and use their own money, I always found a way for them to earn it back. Doing that grunt work, giving them some chores outside and things like that. So because if they wanted it enough that they were willing to spend their own money, I didn't want them to have to spend their own money. You know?
Yeah.
But I always made them earn it.
Yeah,
I did.
Well, and I think there's definitely value to letting a kid see the ins and outs, like what their income is and what they're spending, and being able to track that and know like, oh, I worked really hard. Like we painted the kid's room and like set up new beds because everyone was like getting to be a big kid. And my oldest son helped me with that whole process. And over the course of a weekend, I paid him $100, which is like huge money for someone that age. But I really did need his help, and he really was actually helpful. So him seeing like, oh, I worked really hard for a whole weekend, but I made $50 a day. Like that would take me months to save that much money if I did nothing. So I find it really helpful to be able to like keep the ball moving and teaching kids that like effort pays off.
Again, on the devil's advocate side, why not just give kids physical money instead of putting it into this app?
Well, I mean, I think there's value to both. I think giving kids real dollars is super helpful in some circumstances, but if you're teaching kids that money is this paper and coin thing, that does not reflect the way adults are navigating the world now. Like when you go to the grocery store with your child, they see you just swipe a card or hold your phone up to a teller and suddenly your groceries, you can walk out with your groceries. So they aren't seeing money being used the way when, you know, we were all kids, it was like, oh, you got to count out your money and hand it to the checker. Like nowadays, so much of the way we shop is online or digital. So we need to be teaching our kids that like money also exists on a screen. And that is also valuable, not just the counting coins and the dollar bills.
But that they also still have to count it because it is real money. So it's not stuff that just magically appears. You know, let's face it, kids turn on a tablet and they can pull up anything that they want in today's digital world. Mm-hmm. You know, so it is important sometimes not, that it was like a checkbook. And it wasn't a joke. And I've heard it as a joke. But I remember a friend of mine way back in the day, how could I be out of money? I still have checks.
Ooh,
no joke.
Yeah. Yeah, that's problematic.
Yeah. It's like, but you have to put money in. And then as you're writing those checks, that money gets subtracted. You don't have money because you have checks. You know, so that card, that app, that whatever, you still have to have the money in there to be able to spend that money. So
yeah. And that's one thing that like most online retailers will let you do. Like if you want to buy something and you don't have enough money, they're like, great, go ahead. Like you can get some credit card debt or we can let you pay in 12 easy payments of $9.99. And so there's a lot of trickery out there in order to get people to be spending money that they don't have. And that's one of the main reasons, like I didn't want my child looking at Amazon because when they're signed into my account, they can just buy whatever they want, not to mention like see whatever they want. But I love being able to limit their exposure. So I don't want them seeing like things that I'm not willing to get them or things that are inappropriate. But I also don't want them thinking that money just exists when you need it. So with Ketchup, you can only buy items you can afford. So if the kid wants a $100 item and they only have $49, it'll be like, oh, you have, $51 to go, and help them track towards that rather than kind of swindling children into spending money they don't have.
So I'm a parent. How do I sign up? What do I do?
You can learn more about us or sign up on ketchup.com. That's K-E-T-S-H-O-P. We're also on Instagram as Ketchup App. And, we work on a web browser, or you can download the app to your phone and use it with your kids that way too.
As we're wrapping up, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
I would like to see your listeners learn to trust their kids a little bit more and give them the autonomy to start making their own decisions, whether they're good or bad, but, giving them a safe sandbox where they can start learning these basic lessons about like shopping and finance before they get to be adults and are making much bigger life altering decisions for themselves.
I'm going to ask you, as a parent, you still have to approve a purchase, correct?
For sure.
So you
definitely
still have, you do have that bit of control over what your kids are buying.
Yeah. Parents always have the last word. So if your child is trying to, like my daughter wanted to buy a necklace set that had 100,000 rubber bands in it. And like, I can't even get her to clean up like the little pieces of paper from cutting things with scissors. I'm like, there's no way you're going to be able to handle this many rubber bands. I'm going to handle them and I'm going to throw them away. So I'm going to say no, not until we reach a point where you're more responsible for your things. So, yeah.
I was waiting for you to say not until you're living in your own apartment.
we'll see. Whichever comes first, right? Yeah, you can go live in the garage and have all the rubber bands you want. But if you're under this roof.
You know, it's so funny. I have two sons that are both married with I have my grandson, my granddaughter. I could see my older son going, this would be great. And then, I've got my other son who just hates when I show her pictures on my phone, let alone her doing something on it. But I do actually understand the logic of Ketchup. And the
I hope
I'm serious. And I mean that as somebody from a very, very, very different generation. I'm a grandmother. And believe it or not, still pay cash for things. But I do have cards, and it is what our kids are seeing. And so teaching them young the value of it, that even though this is a card, it is still real money that you've had to work for and earn, is a very, very logical an interesting way of doing it. So I applaud you and your husband for looking at something like this and realizing it was something that you were going to have to teach your children. You may as well help teach other people's children too.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love seeing them grow and learn as tiny little sponges, because, you know, the first day versus a year later, they're very different in their skill sets and their capabilities. And I love seeing and hearing other people's stories about how their kids have started to make more informed decisions around money. It's been really rewarding.
Awesome. Really. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Check it out. Ketchshop.com. Really, check this out. This would be very valuable. What a great way to teach your children the value of saving and buying things that are actually worth spending their money on. The harder they work for it, the more value I think that they give to it. So I applaud you. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us today. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is
you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you. Never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you.
She is
you,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure.